first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Olga Kassy, who lived for many years in Live Oak, wrote stories for children and adults. This particular story is about the time that her ears were ringing.
I was at a critical point in the revision of a story when the phone rang. It was a reminder that this is Tuesday and seniors get an additional 20% off today. I am not cold-hearted. I realize that the people making these calls could have lost their jobs and are trying to make a living. Nevertheless, I can't sit down for a quiet lunch with my husband without the phone ringing. I can't bake a batch of cookies without being alerted via the telephone that there is a new cure for hemorrhoids. And heaven forbid that I try to take a nap and not be awakened by a caller announcing a big sale on foreclosed condos or garden tools or stretch jeans. I even take a portable phone with me to the bathroom because invariably a call catches me with my pants down. There it goes ringing again. I explain to the rep from the Sierra Club what these phone calls are doing to my life. He is sympathetic. He is going to send his request via the mail. Of course, that will compound another problem, daily stacks of third-class mail. At least I can look at them when I'm not trying to do something else. I have just taken a step to stop unwanted sales pitches via the telephone by listing with National Do Not Call Registry. Will it work? Time will tell. Please don't call me to ask.
This story was produced by Matilda Lance.
Operator, can you help me? Help me if you please. Give me the right area code and the number that I need. My right or left up on the midnight flyer, singing like a summer breeze.